Don't do one of these five things when buying a home, or your financing will be in jeopardy. All this and more coming up on Indy's Real Estate Gurus.
Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritmus NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Hope you're having a great weekend. This is Rick Rickma, your hard working mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group.
And our web address, if you have any, if you would like to get a hold of us or have any questions for us, is hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com.
Or yeah, you can catch any of our past episodes, or if you can't listen to this whole one, on any of our podcasts at Indy's Real Estate Gurus.
Right. Our podcast, there's a lot of information out there that we've put out, so it can be worth it. And in the newer ones, we've been able to schedule chapters, so it's very easy to go through and just listen to the things you want to listen to.
Yep, it makes it nice and easy. And sometimes people select on them, and they go through ones that they may have missed a weekend or something like that.
Right.
And it's just a nice little refresher course.
Yeah, if they have, you know, it answers a lot of questions people might have on mortgages. But, you know, let's get into the numbers. And I wanted to go over... I had a real estate agent send me some information, and we had been talking, and she was telling me about the way the market is today from a perspective of a real estate agent. We had Jeremy on, and he talked about the same thing, but it's nice to get a variety of views of it. And this agent is specifically in Marion County. They do a lot on North Meridian Street, you know, the can't remember all the neighborhoods there, Broad Ripple area, the, you know, Meridian Kessler area, that area. And they're very large agents. They've been doing a long time, and they sell a lot of homes. And she was just telling me how hard it is for some people to find a home. And so she sent me this information, and this is from MIBOR, Metropolitan Indianapolis Board of Realtors. And this is for Marion County. We're going to go over a few counties because she sent me a few different counties. But Marion County, the median sale price in Marion County is $242,500. Now, to me, that's amazing.
But. Yeah. I mean, but you always got to keep in mind, I mean, you're going to have some of those houses that are on the outskirts of downtown-ish area that might only sell for $100, $200. But then drive down Meridian Street.
Yeah.
Those houses aren't even close to $100,000.
No, no. Well, you know, and it's really hard to find houses in that $100,000 range anymore.
Correct.
No matter where they are. About the only place I've seen them, and even in those areas, they're starting to get above that is, you know, if you're really rural, mm-hmm. you might find something that is in that price range. Also in Marion County, 1,309 units were sold. This is for August. So 1,309 units sold. The active inventory, well, let's go to the new listings was 1,520. So about 200 more units were listed than sold. And the active inventory is 1,546, which, you know, it sounds like a lot. But if you start thinking about the levels, you have your, you know, all the different price ranges. So there's what, 25, 30 different price ranges. When you break it down, there's really not, in each price range, there's not that many homes available.
No. I mean, drive through Indianapolis, just through a couple little places, and just try to count how many houses.
Right.
There are so many houses, like, in one little area. 1,500 is nothing.
No, it's nothing.
I mean, if you want to say Brown County way out there, yeah, that's going to be a different area. I mean, houses are a little bit more spread out. Here, houses are built really almost right on top of each other. And you're talking about 1,500?
1,500. And the average day on market, this is an incredible number. Because we've been talking nationally and statewide. In Marion County, the average days on market is 10.
That is
10 days.
Crazy.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Now, you mentioned I was going to go to Hamilton County, but you know what? I'll go to Brown County because that happened to be one of the ones that she sent me. So Brown County, now the average sale price is a lot higher. It's $419,900. But when they had in Marion County, you had 13, just over 1,300 homes sold. They had 21 homes sold in August.
Okay. But they, you said 21. Now, how many active inventory, though?
63.
So that's what I'm telling you is a big difference in when you're talking about overall numbers.
Yeah. New listings was 30. They sold 21, so they added 9 new listings. They have an active inventory of 63. The average days on market, Marion County was 10. Brown County was 36.
Yep. So what this could tell us, and we don't have a lot more of the counties outside, is you might have a little bit, if you're willing to drive a little bit further, depends where you work, let's be honest, it might be more helpful to move further out of the city and maybe do a 30-minute drive to work than it is to be 5 minutes away from work. It might help you out finding a house and
certainly
stuff
could.
Like that. So,
yeah. Yep. You know, I watch a show on, I think it's Netflix, and it's in England and buying a home in the country, and they show these people 3 different homes, and it is amazing. Their prices are a lot higher than ours.
Yeah, but hold on. Are you converting it?
No, most of them are already done.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Some of them are. But yeah, and they're all old. Almost all of them. Not all of them are old, but it's just a whole different market. But it is interesting to watch. And their market during the same time, when the shows I've seen that are recent, it's like you see a house, you better make an offer if you want it, just like it is here. So there's 3 more counties, but all I really want to go over is the days on market. I think that's kind of important. You may, if there's something else you think you want to see.
No, I mean, basically, it's all going to be close to the same type of stuff. But
yeah. Hamilton County, it's 9 days on the market, $420,000 median sale price. Hendricks County is 8 days on the market, and it's $334,755 average sale price. They only have 282 listings. Johnson County is 10 average days on the market, 299 median sale price, and the active inventory is 271. There just is not a tremendous amount of homes out there. There is inventory, but it's for Indianapolis, it hasn't changed that much. If you're looking for a house and you find one, you need to make an offer.
And the only way to really make an offer is to be pre-approved.
That's correct. You have to be pre-approved. But before we go into the pre-approval and all that, I want to talk about the actual what's going on in the rate market. Where do we see rates going? And I thought we'll look back just a little bit. Going back to August 2nd, now mortgage rates come out of the mortgage-backed security bond market. As that market goes up, mortgage rates go down. As that market goes down, mortgage rates go up. That market is lost. So as it goes down, mortgage rates goes up. It's lost just over 300 basis points. So that's like $3, okay? And every 100 is about a quarter point in rate change. And that's what we've seen. We've seen our rates go up anywhere from a half to three quarters. Now our outlook, so that's what's happened. It's as high as we've seen. June was the highest. Now this is just a tad higher than June. So we're seeing rates a little bit higher than June. But we still believe that rates are going to, we think short-term rates are going to stay or maybe even go up a little bit more. And then we're going to see a turn. We're going to see the rates come back down. As the Feds, I heard a person on the radio, a guy that seems to have a lot of knowledge, talking about, you know, what the Feds are doing, and he's complaining about them raising at 75 basis points, which sounds like what they're going to do. They're going to raise the federal fund rate 75 basis points. When they do that, he was saying, well, you know, mortgage rates are going up. Unfortunately, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing is when anytime they go, well, the Feds are going to raise the rate. Well, if you just think about, the rate's going to go up, so the rate on mortgage is going to go up. They don't coincide like that. There's some things to it that'll affect each other. But just because the Feds increase one rate doesn't mean the mortgage rate is going to fully change.
Right. And the only one they can increase is the federal fund rate, and it's tied to prime, so it's short-term. It's an overnight rate. It affects short-term rates. Credit cards are affected. And he was talking about the credit cards,
yep,
interest rates going way up and the huge debt that people are putting on their credit cards right now to live because of inflation. However, we're going to see, you know, with the Feds raising the federal fund rate, that should help control inflation. If we can get inflation under control, we should see rates get better. currently it's a weird market because we're getting terrible economic news. A lot of it is terrible economic news, or at least good economic news for mortgage rates. It should be driving mortgage rates down, and they aren't going down. We think they're going to stay the same or go up. So with that, we want to talk about the process. You know, there's don't make these five mistakes when buying a home.
So basically, when you and I were discussing this, is when we looked at it, we're trying to find out what could save some people some headaches down the road. Things that we see. And we're going to go through some stories of how situations get handled and stuff like that. Because, I mean, we run into it where somebody might have changed a job, or we keep waiting on this information and nobody gets us this information that we keep asking for. I mean, there's a lot of things that can affect your loan. Even once you're pre-approved, you do something and then you're no longer pre-approved. That's what we don't want to have happen. So if we can let you know early and you have advanced knowledge, that's what we want to go over.
Right. And the other thing of the pre-approval is it's a pre-approval. It is not an approval.
Correct.
Okay. And that, I think people forget that, because sometimes you do a pre-approval and when we do it, we're doing it for a total payment. Principal, interest, taxes, homeowners insurance, homeowners association dues, PMI, any of that stuff. We're doing it for the entire payment. And so because of that, if any of that those things change, taxes are higher or low, it changes what you can buy. Along with that, sometimes the information we get isn't accurate. And when we get accurate information, it creates other problems. So a pre-approval is just a pre-approval. It's not 100% approval. If it was, it would be called an approval, right?
Correct.
And we issue what's called a commitment. So that is important to remember. That's a distinction. But you know what? Before we get into that, we're going to go to break. So we're going to talk about the five biggest mistakes you can make when buying a home that could just really jeopardize your financing. We'll talk about that after the break.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. I'm Rick Rickma, your hard-working mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group. And if you did miss our first 15 minutes, go to our podcast, Indy's Real Estate Gurus. Now, I do want to apologize to some of the listeners out there that were waiting to hear from Simon, our insurance agent. Unfortunately, he was a little under the weather this week, so we're going to reschedule that. So that's why we had to do a different one this week. But hopefully Simon gets well, and we'll see him here in a week or two.
Yeah, he wants to wait till he's well before he reschedules.
Well,
so
I don't want him getting me sick.
We'll get him on as soon as we can. So hopefully that will be soon. You know, with that, also, if you want to listen to our podcast, any of our old podcasts, or you want to listen to this show, maybe you can't listen to the whole show, just Indy's Real Estate Gurus on any of the podcast systems, and it should come up. Or you can go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com, and there's a podcast, radio show podcast button. Click there, and you can go to all of our podcasts. This one won't be up until sometime next week, but all the others are on the site. Now let's get into these five.
No, sir. Skip the question of the week.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
The question of the week is brought to you by the Reducer Mortgage. It's our inflation fire. With the price of everything going up, call us today to see what we can do to help reduce your payment, to help out your bank account. And that could be reducing your payment or even your interest rate, or taking off PMI or something like that.
Yeah, depending on what they have, interest rate may be able to be, help. But we just talked about it. I heard another show talking about it, and they were saying that I've read it in other places, that debt is going up on credit cards.
Yeah.
At an incredibly fast rate.
Yep. It was savings accounts were dropping, and now credit cards are going up. Not only that, there was an article that some more people are getting loans to buy groceries.
Yeah, see, if you're in that situation, it might be worthwhile to talk to us. We might be able to, yes, your interest rate may go up if you refinanced a couple years ago or 6 months ago or whatever, but it still may make sense to refinance and get some cash out to take care of the things you need to take care of. The average rate on a credit card I heard was like 18%.
Correct.
We're not anywhere near that on mortgage.
No.
Not anywhere near it. So that's still a better way to go.
All right. So the question last week was, I make a loud sound when I'm changing. When I change, I get bigger, but weigh less. What am I? It's my daughter's favorite thing. Popcorn.
Ah, it's my wife's favorite thing, too. that's what she had for dinner.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
not as an addition to dinner. That's what she had for dinner last night.
Hey, that's supposed to be your lightest meal anyways. There you go.
It was.
All right. So what kind of room has no doors or windows? Tune in next week for the answer. So, Rick, we're talking about this. So, I know we've listed out the top five things. So, I think the biggest thing that we run into is people adding more debt. So, I know I had this recently where people, they've already been pre-approved. We're going down the line. We go ahead and double check right before closing to make sure everything checks up. Their credit's good. Make sure debt-to-income ratio. Guess what they did? They bought a car. Without telling me. Oh, that messed up the ratios. So then they had to put down a little bit more money to cover it to get us under that percentage. So increasing your debt while going through a mortgage is never good. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes life happens and you got to do something. But call us first.
Exactly. Call us first.
It's the same thing with credit cards. I know, yeah, I think you had an instance where somebody maxing out credit cards or something after getting pre-approved?
Oh, I've had... Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what people will do. And it's not intentional, but let's say, you know, what happened here is they buy a house, right? And now they want to do some things to the house, or they wanted to buy furniture. And they could get a deal if they charged it or if they opened a credit card. Neither one of those things should you do, especially without talking to your lender.
Correct.
You have to talk to your lender. That is the most important thing. Now, it's best not to do it till after you close.
Yep.
That's always best. At the very minimum, it's going to create a lot more additional effort that you're going to have to get us documentation for, because we're going to need to know what it is. That's at best.
Yep. Yeah, and one other note to hit on this is co-signing does count as adding debt to you. So if you co-sign for a car, guess what? That means you are on hook for it. So if you co-sign for 20 grand, guess what? You owe 20 grand.
That's right.
So keep that in mind. I know some people are like, well, I co-sign. That still means the same exact thing as you borrowed the money.
Yes. And you know, one of the things about going to look at cars is you could tell the salesperson at the car store or the finance manager.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell them, hey, I'm buying a house. Is this going to affect anything? They will always tell you no.
Correct.
Always, because they don't care.
Yep. So what they'll tell you is, oh, after we'll run your credit, but after so many days, it'll show as one. That's up to 60 to 90 days. I'm sorry. We just said houses are selling in 10 days. You're trying to close in 30 days. That is not in that. That is not past that 60 to 90 days.
And you just, if you bought a car, you just added a payment.
Yep.
And I had a customer do that. They bought a car, and I've actually had two recently that did that, and they were very large payments.
Mm-hmm.
It creates all kinds of issues. One of them we were able to work through. The other one couldn't buy the house.
Correct. So, and that gets us in. Number one was about debt. Don't increase. Number two, don't do anything to affect your credit. So make sure your bills are still being paid on time. And like we said, don't go shopping for a car, because not only are you going to add debt, but like we were just saying, they're going to hit your credit. And they might hit it 4, 7, 8 times. I mean, you don't want that many hits on your credit.
Well, yeah. What does it create? It creates every single one of those. You have to write a letter of explanation and tell us why you did it and what your credit, what whether you got any credit. If you did, then we're going to have to get the contract that you have, so we know what all the definition is, what the payment is, and that can change whether you can change, number one, whether you can buy a house or not, whether you can finance or not, or it may not affect that, but it may affect what your interest rate's going
to
be.
Correct. That's what I was about to say.
Because your debt to income just went up. So it is something you do not want to have your credit run. Again, it's best to wait, but if you can't wait, you feel like you can't wait, at least talk to your lender. Call us and let us know so we can look at it and tell you yay or nay. We want to tell you you can, but we don't want to mess up everything.
Okay.
So you're best waiting.
Yep. And then the third one, I would say we see a lot, it doesn't happen tons, but people making large cash deposits, whether it's whether mom and dad is like, hey, look, I'm trying to help you out, here you go. Or you're like, hey, I don't really care for the banks too much, this is under my mattress. Do not put large sums of money in account. Because we need to track that stuff. We're going to look at your bank accounts. And people don't realize that. We'll look at it before when we're pre-approving you. And then we'll also look at it before we close. So we need to make sure that there's no weird money showing up.
Yeah, we're going to look at it also when we actually start the process.
That's what I was saying for the pre-approval.
And then we're going to do it the pre-approval. But then the underwriter is going to look at it too.
Yep.
And then at the end, we're going to just verify that everything's still there. The problem is, as you hit on, and I've had customers that they just didn't understand it. They're like, well, we put all this money in there. We have plenty of money. Let's take it at the start before they're doing a pre-approval. Well, how much do you have for down payment? Well, we have $30,000. Where did that $30,000 come from? Well, my parents gave it to us.
Yep.
Okay. That's fine. But now we have to get documentation
Correct.
On it if it hasn't been in that bank account for 2 months. We can't see it go in, and we need 2 months of bank statement. So if as long as it's before that, it's your money. It's called seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
But anything, if it just went in. Or the worst one is, well, yeah, I don't really trust banks. Like you said, I don't really trust banks. So I got this from my house. I had it under my mattress, or I had it locked up in my safe. That is a problem for a mortgage lender.
Yep. And I mean, just to see it appear, I mean, it all comes back to the fraudulent things. It's not saying you're doing anything, but there are some people out there that do. And we just got to keep that. The federal government says, hey, this is what we got to do. So guess what we have to do? This is what we got
to
do.
We have to verify everything. It's
correct.
Just the way it is.
Yep. So the other one I think is a big one is changing jobs. Now, I'm going to say this is job change is not always a bad thing. So, but it can hinder us at certain times because we're going to do an employment check. So one thing I know that you had recently, and we were talking about it, is they were working at a job, and then we went to do 2 days before closing. They wanted to verify that they still worked there, everything like that. The guy goes, no, they don't work here. Well, this loan just stopped immediately.
it creates a huge problem.
Yeah.
And the thing is we have to verify that you're at your job within 10 days of closing. So it's always a last minute thing.
Correct.
There's certain things that we have to verify at the very end. Even if we verified it up front, which we would have in employment, we have to verify it again right at closing. I actually had one a few years ago that we verified employment. We closed on the loan. It was a refinance. There's a 3-day right of rescission on a refinance. And in that 3-day right of rescission, they called us, the company that we verified employment with, they called us and said, hey, he's no longer working here.
Oh.
You're
done.
That loan doesn't fund. It didn't. I mean, it just like it didn't close.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not something we can't come back from, and it's also it's not something that you can't do, but you have to talk to us and
Correct.
Make sure it's okay. Most people, when they call me, they go, but it's a better paying job. It's this or that. Well, it depends. If it's a commission job, it's a big problem.
Yes.
If it's a better paying job because you're going to get a bonus, it doesn't matter. We can't count the bonus.
Yeah,
you have to have it for 2 years.
And that's what some people lose out is – overtime. When you transfer a job, we can't count overtime. We can't count bonuses. So that's a lot of income that might deter you or keep you from getting the same house.
Right.
Now, promotions are different because you're staying with the same company,
that's correct.
Stuff like that. So do keep that in mind. So just, again, keep us in the loop.
That's the main thing is tell us before you do anything.
Correct. And I just closed on one, and the customer actually called me. They were like, "Hey, my wife, she's thinking about going for this promotion." Hey, great. She's not going to be commissioned. She's not going to be no. She's hourly, just going to be making more. Good. Tell her to take it, and congratulations. Right. So another one that we don't see a lot is don't be moving.
Right. This is usually somebody who is a first-time home buyer. It could be somebody who has a house for sale. Sometimes it's there's no way around
correct.
It. But a short-term move is not a big deal. You move, you sell your house, and then 2 weeks later you close on your new house, and you have to live somewhere for 2 weeks. That's not a big deal.
Yep.
But moving, moving a lot, just like moving jobs a lot, creates a lot of additional verifications and can cause problems with your loan. So the longer you can stay, we have to have 2 years of where you've lived. And if you change all the time, that can be a problem. If you change, 2 months before you buy, that can be a problem.
The whole moving thing is try not to move. If you have to, again, we understand. It's life. So just keep that in mind, is don't be jumping from place to place. Now, the one that we didn't really put on the list, but I think one is a big one that people really don't think about is make sure you give us all the information and the accurate best of your knowledge. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that if I ask you what's in your bank account and you told me at the start and you're like, well, it's 10,432. I'm not expecting that. If you say you have 10,000, okay, that's a decent number until you give me your bank statements. But then when we ask for documents, we need them soon, because the longer it gets held up, the longer your loan process takes. You hear about those people that say, hey, I can close your loan in 15 days. Well, guess what? We can easily do that. But guess what? We just need everything as soon as I tell you I need it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take that back. It's not easy, but we can do it.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But it's really important that you give us accurate information. You tell us everything. People try to not tell us things, and we always find out. And we always find out late in the game, and that's when it creates a huge problem for us. So you don't want to do that. But we are out of time. I wanted to thank you all for joining us. I appreciate it very much. Next week, we're going to go, with 3 months, we're just going to look at the last 3 months of this year and kind of give you an overview of what we think is going to happen. I'm Rick Ritman, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group.
Go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Have a great weekend.